Foundation and Earth by Isaac Asimov. This book is read by Larry A. McKeever. The Story Behind the Foundation. On August 1, 1941, when I was a lad of 21, I was a graduate student in chemistry at Columbia University and had been writing science fiction professionally for 3 years. I was hastening to see John Campbell, editor of Astounding, to whom I had sold 5 stories by then. I was anxious to tell him a new idea I had for a science fiction story. It was to write a historical novel of the future, to tell the story of the fall of the Galactic Empire. My enthusiasm must have been catching, for Campbell grew as excited as I was. He didn't want me to write a single story. He wanted a series of stories, in which the full history of the 1,000 years of turmoil between the fall of the First Galactic Empire and the rise of the Second Galactic Empire was to be outlined. It would all be illuminated by the science of psychohistory that Campbell and I thrashed out between us. The first story appeared in the May 1942 Astounding, and the second story appeared in the June 1942 issue. They were at once popular, and Campbell saw to it that I wrote 6 more stories before the end of the decade. The stories grew longer, too. The first one was only 12,000 words long. 2 of the last 3 stories were 50,000 words apiece. By the time the decade was over, I had grown tired of the series, dropped it, and went on to other things. By then, however, various publishing houses were beginning to put out hardcover science fiction books. One such house was a small semi-professional firm, Gnome Press. They published my Foundation series in 3 volumes. Foundation.